Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. Hey freelancers, welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Talk podcast. I am your host, Wouter Vertogen, and if you have been listening to this podcast already, you guys must know me by now. If you are new tuning into this podcast, hey, nice to meet you. I am Wouter. I am your host. The name is Dutch. It's a little bit a tricky name, but well, let's move on from that already. On this podcast, The Freelancer Talk, I have been talking, doing podcasts either by myself or with a guest on topics related to freelancing. So topics can vary from branding, negotiating, knowing your worth, taxes, pension, invoices, social media strategies, website building. Well, just I can go on and on and on. But of course, if you scroll down the list of episodes, you guys will see what those topics were. And I started off doing this alone, but I had the vision of doing like a lot of interviews because I want to give other freelancers or experts a stage or a place where they could share their knowledge just so that we could all learn from that. So this podcast is kind of like for creative freelancers or freelancers in general, but I come from the creative world. Let's say I am a dancer. Well, now, pandemic time, it's a little bit hard. But anyway, I'm still a dancer. I'm a freelance dancer slash teacher. And I started with this podcast because I felt like there was a lot of information out there as a freelance dancer that I didn't know where to get. So that actually takes me to the next thing that I was going to talk to you guys about on this podcast, is that this podcast and that idea, what I just said, that I felt like I didn't, when I was like a freelance dancer, I didn't really had like a place where I felt like, okay, that's where I get my information, or I must know something about that. Or so I needed a place to get all of that. And so this podcast was actually phase one of an idea that I've been developing for quite some time already. The podcast launched in September, but I started with the concept development of this idea, the Freelancer Talk, already a long time before. And my real vision for the Freelancer Talk was to really create a massive platform for creative freelancers where everybody could interact with each other, build their own communities, well, get job opportunities, or you know, connect with other freelancers that would result into creating something, but also a place where freelancers could go with questions and that they could get information. So I don't know, like kind of like a freelancers hub for creative, like a hub for creative freelancers, I guess. I've been doing this in the beginning for a lot for freelancers in general, but I'm kind of like niching down a little bit on creative freelancers because I think like this is a massive community out there that I feel like most of us, we lack a lot of information. And I think it's also, for example, social media channels, it's getting harder and harder to really connect on a professional and sincere interest level with others nowadays, because it's about the likes, the follows, it's about, you know, the views of all of that. So, well, to go a little bit back, this episode, I would like to talk to you guys about the Freelancer Talk platform. So the Freelancer Talk platform, I have been developing this with a bunch of others, so I'm not doing this alone anymore. So I'm still doing this podcast alone. I'm still the host. I'm still like the founder kind of the Freelancer Talk. But there are a bunch of people who are helping me. There are a bunch of like companies that I am using in order to create a real new platform for freelancers, which is named the Freelancer Talk. And this platform is out. If you guys haven't checked the Instagram or the Facebook or the group or whatever, I think it's been everywhere. The platform is out, and I would like to talk to you guys a little bit about what the Freelancer Talk is at the moment and where we are planning on going, or which way we are headed, what we are going to add, and what we're going to start offering to freelancers. This is very exciting because, well, Used to be, I used to be. I am a freelance dancer still. I'm also studying, I'm doing another bachelor in commercial economics because I always felt that the creative scene is missing a little bit of this business mindset, I guess. So anyway, so I always had a little bit this idea of creating a company, a little bit this entrepreneurial vibe. Anyway, so I'm kind of changing career here, but kind of not, but kind of yes. I'm just starting this new full-on company, which I'm really excited about. So that's why I thought I'd do a full podcast episode on this. So the Freelancer Talk the platform right now is kind of like a Facebook meets LinkedIn meets Fiverr meets Quora meets Indeed. There's a lot of different features that the platform has built in at the moment. So first of all, if you guys haven't signed up, for sure, make sure you sign up. You'll find the link down below in the show notes. What you can do after sign up, basically you have a feed so you can connect with other freelancers. After you are connected with a freelancer, that's only the moment that you can start to direct message. Before, you'll see that there is an error if you send a direct message. But if you send a connection request, you can send along a little small note to the person that you want to connect to. Now, so you have the feed, which is basically where you can share your work or you can share updates or accomplishments or all of that. So it basically works kind of like a Facebook, LinkedIn feed. The big thing that I wanted is that I feel like freelancers, we lack our own professional support system. Whereas if you work in a company, you have, of course, like a whole support system. But as freelancers, we are often doing everything by ourselves. So I felt like it was super important that freelancers could go on the Freelancer Talk and create their own communities. They're kind of like Facebook groups. So you can create your own community. You can invite others to your community and you can send group messages, but you can also post on the wall. You can send out invites to others to join the community. And this is really for you to build your own community of like-minded freelancers, like like-minded peers, so that you feel like I have a place where I can go if I have certain questions. And I think that is the most important thing from the Freelancer Talk, is that this is a social network for freelancers to help each other out, to enrich each other, to educate each other, to just like, you know, have like a buddy somewhere in the world that is going through the same as you and you can help each other grow. And that's why I integrated the talks, which is kind of like a forum. So, you know, if you post something on the wall, that's quick. Everybody will see that in the feed, but it will go and it will vanish. So there's each group, well, each community has their own talk section, which is where you can propose questions and where people can participate in discussions. Now, everything from the talks will also appear on your feed, but this is really so that, you know, if you have a question that has already been answered, that you can just go to your community, to the talk board, and then you can just find that discussion and read some answers. So it's kind of I wouldn't say Wikipedia for people, but it's like a forum. Basically, it's like a forum. That's what it is. So I thought that was really important to incorporate. The next thing that is integrated in the platform is Zoom. So if you are administrator or moderator of your own community, you can link your own Zoom account to the group and then you can schedule Zoom events. So you could schedule, I don't know, if you want to do like a coffee hour with your group, just everybody just like having a chill, having a laugh, or if you want to do like a little like wine session with your group, be my guest. But also if you want to host important talks, and again, there's the talk again back, the Freelancer Talk, it's all about talking, it's all about communicating, it's all about, you know, helping each other out. So you can do the Zoom integration. Now, the Zoom integration right now, the setup wizard is very easy for you to integrate Zoom. But after that, if you create an event or if you create like a meeting, a Zoom conference or whatever you want to call it, what happens is that the meeting gets sent to all of the members from the group. But after, when people click on it, it still opens Zoom for now. So you will be redirected to Zoom, to the app, but hopefully in the future we are able to integrate this into the platform itself so that the platform actually can hold conferences and meetings and all of that kind of stuff, which I think is a very big thing from the vision of the Freelancer Talk. It's not just me anymore, guys, so I'm speaking for my team, let's say. But yeah, so the next thing what I'm going to talk about is something very exciting, is the Job Hub. And I guess you guys know that there is this website, Indeed or Freelancer.com or Fiverr or Upwork. It's where you can all find jobs. Now, I've kind of integrated, that's not really true. Like, we've kind of integrated this job marketplace inside of the platform. So what that means is that you can post jobs and gigs. I know that as a freelancer, sometimes you need some help. So you can propose a job, like, or you can just enlist a job and then people can apply for that job. So people can apply for the job on the platform using an uploaded CV or a resume that you create inside the platform. Now, if you create a resume inside the platform, it actually automatically gets listed to our resume directory. But if you don't want your resume to be added to our directory, then you can just hide it from it. But the thing is that every company who registers on the Freelancer Talk, so like real companies, they can get verified. So they have like the blue check mark behind the name. That's when you know they're legit. All those companies, they have only access for now to search through the resume directory. So your resume would only be visible for companies who are verified, but not for other members who are on the platform. That way, you actually have a little bit more exposure. Talking about exposure, we have a gamification system, which means that you can get points, and with a certain amount of points, you get rewards. So we've done that to, you know, encourage you guys to keep using the platform, but also to give you something in return for using our platform. And what we give in return is exposure. And I think that is, you know, the number one thing that all of us want, is to be exposed in front of a lot of people. So just quickly out of my head, I think if you have reached 1,000 points, the points you get by, you know, creating connections with people or creating posts, inviting others, and so on and so on. So every action has a different amount of points that you can get. But if you have 1,000 points, you basically become a featured member for a week. And all of this is still, you know, like under development. And I haven't said this actually before, but the whole platform is still kind of like in beta testing, meaning that we're planning to add a lot of features or change some things, or are not really sure about some of the branding, like colors or typography, all of that kind of stuff. It's all still flexible. So along the way, when you start using our platform, you'll see that we are slowly changing some of the things or fine tuning. Already, we've opened now for 1 week we've been like slowly letting people in because there were some problems with registration, with logging in, and so on and so on. So it's like a whole process to get everything up and running smoothly. So the featured member, sorry, I'm sidetracking a lot. The featured member is that basically you are enlisted in our featured member, a little like side column, and you will appear on everybody's timeline then. So you will have just like your name and your profile photo, and everybody will see you. So that is a great way of getting exposure. Now, the next thing is that if you reach 2,500 points, you get the ability to write blogs. So then you will have a tab in your profile that says blog, and you can create a blog, you can add pictures, you can add links, you can do the whole thing. Because I think blogging for a lot of creative freelancers, especially, for example, freelance writers, copywriters, content creators, all of those types of freelancers, blogging is a big thing. So we allow you to create your own blog, which then your blogs will be added to our main blog directory. So then everybody will see that you have created a blog. So the whole blog system, about how many blogs you can put every week and all of that, still under evaluation, let's say. But yeah, so if you have 2,500 points, you get access to blogging, which means at 1,000 points, you have for now the bronze badge, which means featured member. 2,500 points, you get the silver badge, which means blogging. And 5,000 points, and 5,000 points, you get the golden badge. And the golden badge means that you have a choice. You can choose between being featured on the podcast, so doing a podcast interview with me, or advertise, because we have an advertisement system built into our platform that you can advertise. You can free advertise for, I think, a week. Or you can ask also for a discount coupon for a future masterclass, which is something that I'm going to go and talk about in a minute. But that is down the line, like further out there. But you can ask for a coupon so that you can later have discount to a special masterclass when we start doing the masterclasses. So there is a whole lot. There is the jobs, there is the feed, there is the interaction, there is the gamification for you to get exposure. And all of this we're doing to really create a platform for freelancers, for creative freelancers to really build their own professional support system and to really create valuable connections with other freelancers and to feel like if you have questions, you can go to your community of freelancers that can support and help you with these types of problems, which already sometimes happens in, for example, these Facebook groups. But I think like what we're doing here is that we're making a massive platform just for freelancers alone. Freelancers/creative freelancers. I told you in the beginning, I'm niching down, but if it opens up to more freelancers, you know, the more the merrier at this point. Well, not at this point, because we're still in beta testing, so we have to like slowly keep growing it. Anyway, so the big announcement here is that the app is coming, which is something that I'm really excited about, to have our own app in the Apple Store and in the Google Play Store. And yes, that will come. Our timeline is probably, hopefully, we will get the app out in June, July. So then we can start testing the app for another month. The app will synchronize live with the web version of our platform that is available right now to sign up to. And after the app and after we have tested all of that, we will probably, hopefully, publicly launch and do like a big launch event in September, if that works out. If that doesn't work out, then we will have to push our timeline a bit. But it's really exciting that, you know, I think when people have the app, it's easier to open. And I see now, for example, there's not so many users. I think we're at 45 or something. But if there is the app, you get notifications, you get all of that. So yeah, I think when the app is there, I think more and more people will want to access it. Now, we have also built in a invite system that you can already use. You can either just invite people with the link down below in the show notes, or you can invite people using email invites from your profile, and then people get an email in it. Like you can send people an email, an automated email, and then they can click and then they can register and create an account. Now, after you have signed up for the Freelancer Talk, make sure that you also opt in for our mailing list, because in the mailing list, we have created a whole email series in which we explain all of what I just explained. So then you can also see it visually. And I think that's a little bit, well, I think it's good to opt in for that mailing list. So there is a lot of things that we've been working on. And as you guys know, like, you guys have been listening to this podcast, The Freelancer Talk, and this podcast was really just a first step, like phase one to developing what we are planning to turn into, let's say. So podcast was kind of like phase one. Then we started with the platform, so the web version. The next thing is the app. And then after what we're planning, if we have enough users, we would like to also give you guys the opportunity to really learn from an expert or a professional in some type of field. So for example, marketing or branding or taxes, bookkeeping, negotiating, I don't know, like these topics that I've been talking about here on the podcast. But then we will start to offer masterclasses. So the idea is to start with monthly masterclasses that you can sign up for. Of course, they'll be paid. And if you are an expert yourself, definitely get in touch with our team, because we are like slowly we would like to gather people who would be interested in giving masterclasses for the Freelancer Talk. And these masterclasses, then you can also just join inside the app or inside the platform. Then the next thing is that we're gonna create a premium membership in which there are different tiers. So different price ranges, let's say, so that you pay a monthly fee, let's say 5 euro, 10 euro, 25 euro, and in return you get extra courses, which are for free then, with you get resources. So for example, invoice templates or social media templates or that kind of stuff. But also you can get support. So you can get a coaching help or consultancy help, which is, if you go to a consultant, it's very expensive, or a coach, it's always very expensive to do all of that. So what we hope, that if the platform is big enough, and of course also if we generate enough income from this, because of course, like, we would need to build this in order for us to give this back to you, at that point we will start to include all of, like, we will expand our team and we will start creating courses and we will have coaches join our team, so that you can get, if you just have like a quick question, you can just contact us and be like, hey, I have this membership. I'm allowed to have 2 1-hour coaching calls a month, and I would like to use that 1 hour. Like, can we schedule one in? So, but this is something really in the 5-year plan. So this is not for now. For now, we are starting with the platform. We're starting with slowly getting more and more and more users. Then we'll get the app and then we'll officially launch. And then after that, our timeline is a little bit open, but the idea is to introduce masterclasses and then later on a membership model, basically, that we are planning to integrate. So yeah, I found it really important that I did this podcast for you guys, because a lot of you guys are like, oh, the Freelancer Talk podcast, it's nice, bloody, bloody, blah. There are great experts going, and I have a lot of new people who I'm interviewing in the next coming weeks, which I'm very excited about. But I thought it was just really important to let you guys in that the Freelancer Talk is, this podcast is just the tip of the iceberg of what the Freelancer Talk is turning into. And this is a very exciting journey because, well, as you guys said, it just all started with a small idea for me that I was like, as a creative freelancer, I felt like I didn't really have a professional support system and I didn't really know where to go to get information. And this is my true vision for the Freelancer Talk, is to turn this into like a massive hub of creative freelancers where you can have your, and you can build your own professional support system, but also where you can find answers to your questions and where you feel you are supported in what you're doing. Because, you know, freelancing can feel a little lonely from time to time. And also on places like LinkedIn and Facebook and all of that, you know, these social media channels have taken a whole different road, and I feel like freelancers deserve their own place to really connect on a professional level, but also create valuable connections. It's not about the likes. It's not about the follows. It's about the type of connections that you are building, and it's about the type of information and feedback and knowledge that you get in return for those connections. And then on top of that, we're planning to offer a lot of that to you guys as well down the line. So did I forget about anything? I think I talked about everything. I talked about what to expect. I announced the app, which is actually a big announcement, guys, because that's huge. Like, to have our own app in the Apple Store. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I'm like sidetracking a little bit. Yeah. And as a last, I would like to ask you guys to please invite your friends, because the Freelancer Talk will only be a place for freelancers to go to if we actually have freelancers on the platform. So slowly we are expanding this. And you know, these types of things take a long time. This is why we've made a plan for the next 3 years, how to acquire more people and how to market ourselves. Like, we haven't even started with our real marketing campaign, which we are still developing. But when it's there, we are also planning to go out to specific venues where we know that there are a lot of creative freelancers who come there. And we would like to start hosting Freelancer Talks, which is then a live event for people in that city to go to participate, to network, and then of course to sign up for our app at the end of the day. But so there are a lot of ideas that we have, right now we are slowly in development mode still, and that's why I'm saying that we hope to publicly launch in September, because from that point, that's when our real marketing efforts are going to start. That's when we have everything fine-tuned. That's when hopefully this everlasting lockdown is over and we can actually start going to places and host freelancer talks. That is another, I come back to the talks, but I think that is why I named this the Freelancer Talk, because it's a place where people can talk. It's a podcast, it's a social network, it's a live event, it's a live networking event, it's a conference. It covers a lot. So yeah, I think that said, thank you guys for listening to this podcast where I fully describe the entire plan of the Freelancer Talk. I know it was a lot to digest, and I'm not sure if you guys made it to the end, but I would like to thank you guys. And of course, make sure to sign up today using the link down below in the show notes. And also send the link out, share us on your social media, let other fellow freelancer friends know what this platform is and where we are going. And I think that's why it was so important for me to share our vision and share our plan for the next coming years, so that you guys feel like, wow, there is a lot more that's going to be added, and it's going to be a much more of a richer environment than it now is. So I hope I got you guys excited. I'm super excited about all of this. Like, I'm spending 8 hours a day on this now, or 10 hours a day sometimes. So anyway, I would like for this to work, but also I would like for this to work because I just see what this can be for all of us, and I see what this can mean for all of us. And I think creating such a cool community of creative freelancers / freelancers from all around the world, I think it's going to be amazing, and I think it's going to be great, and I think it's going to result in a lot of us having a lot more knowledge and having, you know, even creating jobs out of this. So anyway, I'm going to stop because now I'm talking a lot. Thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. Next week, I'll be back with, I have to check, I'm actually not sure which guest I have next week lined up. But anyway, so next week, of course, I'll be back. Follow us on our social media channels. Sign up today. Share it with your friends. And of course, if you like the podcast, also make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you're using, because then you will automatically see that we're posting a new episode. But of course, every Tuesday, I'm here either by myself or with somebody else. I'm still the one doing the podcast because I really like to do the podcast. And well, that's it. Ciao, guys.